Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up?
What is going on, dudes?
Happy day, everybody.
Happy day.
Yeah, chilling, bro.
Happy days.
Happy days.
Great TV series. Happy days.
I just want, first off, I want to apologize because I just found out that yeah. I tried muting my mic during the last show every time I was blowing my nose because I was sick as fuck. And yeah. Apparently it was still going through on Dave's mic.
Yeah, I mean, you can barely hear it.
That's fucking classic, though, man. I love that shit. You're like, yeah, I was really sick, and I was muting the mic, and Greg's like, no, you weren't. We heard the whole thing, man.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hey, man. Almost. You know what? You tried. That's all that matters, man. You know what? It's natural. Blowing your nose is natural. You know?
Yeah, but it's
gross. You know what sucks, though? He never had allergies until now.
Yeah.
Do you have allergies, Dave, right now?
No, I'm pretty good, man.
No, okay. Dude, I don't know if it's like, just like a weird sickness hit me or allergies. I started taking some Allegra. I went and got some Allegra and I feel a lot better today.
The past
still got
two
like
weeks,
a stuffed up nose a little bit, but
the past 2 weeks, the pollen has been crazy. Insane, dude. Yeah. We had some, cause my car, I washed it. It was covered in yellow pollen. And then I washed it and it was like 3 days. It was covered again. So the pollen was out thick a couple of weeks ago. I haven't seen it recently, but there was like a week where it was,
when we had that storm last week when I was working, the roads were flowing with yellow because of the rain.
It looked like, you know, when your dog pukes up that bile shit.
Oh yeah.
They had that bile.
It kind of looks like that.
Bile. dude, glad to be here, man. Super excited to have you guys. Yeah. Sorry. I missed the other day.
It's all good.
Doing the training with the work and, you know, sometimes it takes a little longer to get out. So I just was like, I'm sorry guys. I can't make it. I can't do it.
Yeah.
So hopefully
it'll get real at work.
Well, I told you guys it's going to be a rough couple of weeks with training, but you know, it's getting better. Tonight was smooth. Time was smooth. Got here on time. I was here at like what, 8:45?
Yeah,
it's not bad. So
excellent.
Glad to be here.
Well, you know, I'm glad you're here, Dave. But I do have some bad news.
Oh shit!
This is breaking right before I came down here. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are on a break.
Oh, okay.
Knew it.
I know.
Yep.
I know. Everybody's sad.
Cue the new album.
I want to know who did it. Was it Travis or was it her? I guarantee it was Travis. He's like, bro, I need a break from you. Because she seems like I would need breaks from her. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Yeah.
She's really
well,
clingy,
I think
the
Eagles kind of called it, dude. Remember during the season, you had that meme where it was the three Eagles players and it says, Kelce hurts Swift.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because it's like the last name
of
was
it
three
the jerseys?
Eagles players.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the jerseys. Yeah. So you see like the backs of each, you know, what was it? Kelce, Hurts, and Swift.
Dude, it was pretty cool.
And everybody's like, oh my God.
Speaking of that, dude, you know how speaking of jersey, you know, that kind of thing. In the NBA, it's common, and in the NFL as well, but it's common to change jerseys with another player from the other team. You know, rookies do it with veterans and shit. And there's the one the other day from Toronto Raptors. There's a guy named Grady Dick. He's
Grady Dick.
Grady Dick.
That's his actual name.
Grady Dick. Yes. And he's like, he's grandma.
That's unfortunate.
Well, he's this white dude and he's pretty good, man. He's a good player, rookie, right? He was playing, I think it was the Magic or something like that. But at the end of the game, him and this other player were like, you want to do it? They were showing the mouthing off, like, you want to change jerseys? And the guy's like, I don't know, man. So they ended up doing it. And so the whole, like, ESPN saw them and, you know, they always film them and take photos of them. Yeah. And the other person's last name was Black. And they decided that they were going to stand there, so it was just Black Dick on the jerseys. And they were chuckling, but ESPN quickly cut that one. And
that's hilarious.
And people were like, I don't know if that's appropriate, but I think it's fucking hilarious. Good for them.
That's
their names.
Dude.
Black Dick.
That's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? I see nothing wrong with it. But some people were
offended.
There's a white guy and a black guy. I think that's
exactly
great. It's great.
Yeah, and they're having fun over it. Yeah. And if you're offended by that, then fuck you.
Then you're racist. If you don't like Black Dick, you're racist. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
And they're both big men. So big black dicks. You know what I'm saying? Two big black dicks there.
That would be funny if it was like swinging Black Dick or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they got one
like
more.
Something else in there.
Like Chubbs, like Black Dick Chubb, you know, or something. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
So Taylor Swift and Jay. Okay. Well, I mean, come on.
Yep.
I think we are coming. Yeah. We knew that was going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, their relationship was completely contrived for NFL sales anyway. So.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Good riddance. God dang. Like,
dude, it's not, I don't think it's over. I think they'll bring it back. I think
you think they'll come back.
I think she'll date somebody else.
Do you think so?
They're never, ever going to get back together.
Ever, ever.
Ever, ever.
Yeah. Yep. Well, maybe.
Chris loved that.
Yeah, he did.
He loved it.
That's the only part of a Taylor Swift song I even know.
Well, I just heard that the Chiefs, I'm not getting on sports, but I heard the Chiefs were actually talking about they may not bring the team back to Kansas City.
What? Why?
Oh. The owner said that there was a something with the stadium and a tax issue, and they said that if they can't resolve it, that they might have to move the team. Because it was something about, because how they build stadiums in the city and there's tax breaks, tax cuts, and all this other things that they have to pay. There was something about the stadium and a tax situation. And they were like, if we can't resolve this, we're not going to, because it's cost so much money, right? The tax was so much.
Darn.
Yeah.
The taxes cost so much.
Yeah.
I think Swift kind of
don't know
ruined
what that
Chiefs.
Feels like.
What?
I think Taylor Swift put a curse on him, dude. I think so. They're going to say like, yeah, we're going for the three-peat. We're going to do it. But I think Taylor Swift, whatever the
Mahomes
fuck
Mahomes
going to
go
did.
Down with a broken leg and fucking, all these people are going to, they're all going to hit the fan, dude.
Well, they're not even going to be the Kansas City Chiefs anymore.
Yeah.
They're going to be like some freaking.
Now that they're like, they're broke up. If that is real.
If it's real.
Then Taylor Swift's going to use her witchcraft on.
She's going to buy the team. And then she'll buy the team called Swift Chiefs. Dude, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're saying, she has so much money, she could buy it.
Kansas City Swifters.
Oh, yeah, dude. No, it's the Kansas City Swifties, dude. You have to do the Swifties, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If there was a Swifties team, get the fuck out of here, dude. It'd be so stupid.
She'll,
and the women
she'll
would
move
love
the
it.
Team to, like, some city that starts with an S.
Yeah.
You know, Saskatchewan Swifties or something.
Yeah, St. Louis Swifties. There it is.
St. Louis Swifties.
St. Louis lost their team. Remember the St. Louis Rams?
True. That's true.
St. Louis. They're
looking. Probably.
They're looking probably for another.
And they have a freaking stadium there.
Yeah.
Right. They have the setup all ready to go.
That's so gay. Oh shit.
No, she wouldn't go in the South. That's they're too.
She's from the South.
Missouri.
Is she? Where's she? Tennessee? Or she's some? She's from somewhere around there.
Is she from Missouri?
I don't.
No, I have no idea.
I thought she was Tennessee. I could be wrong. I'm not a big Swiftie. I thought she was from Tennessee.
I have no idea.
Either way, I was going to tell you.
Glad
guys,
it's
too,
over.
Me and my wife actually stayed up a little later than normal last night. We were watching that new documentary, The Quiet on the Set.
Hold on. Later than normal for you is like 4 a.m., bro.
No. Listen, I'm a working man. I can't stay up as late as I normally do. But for her especially. Because
my wife's totally going to be watching that here soon.
Yeah, it was real.
She wanted to watch it tonight while we were doing the show.
It's real interesting.
So wait, what did you watch?
Quiet on the Set.
And it's a new documentary about Nickelodeon. Well, that's a big part of it, I guess, because that's what's blown up all over everything.
It's a part of it. It's not. It's about Nickelodeon.
The Josh and Drake shit that our Patreon paid and she dated that guy, right?
Well, something. Yeah. But either way, it's about the dude, Dan Schneider. He's the one that started producing all that. Then he did the Drake and Josh show, and he did a bunch of shit. And I initially thought that it was mostly about him as far as he was this guy was creepy. He was terrible as a manager, terrible as a workplace. He was getting shoulder rubs. But what it really was talking about was not only was he allowing things to happen, but they had like multiple pedo guys on there that ended up getting arrested. It talks about Drake, who went through some shit with this other guy. I mean, I'm talking everything you can think of as a kid having to go through, all different stuff happened to him. And so it's about what Nickelodeon was allowing to happen. It was about women in the workplace. It was all this, but it was sick.
So it goes in to say like Nickelodeon, the company itself, was privy to what was going on.
Well, did they throw the Coke parties? Because I mean, weren't there parties with like cocaine on plates and stuff?
Well,
and
so like Dan Snyder was putting out they didn't talk anything about that. The parties, none of that stuff. There wasn't
They'd be implicated in crimes.
Yeah, but the kids, they interviewed a ton of the kids that were on the cast. No one ever said anything about that. In fact, parents, what was crazy to me was there was actually parents on the sets most of the time. And a lot of them just got comfortable with, hey, we know these people now. And as you can imagine, they didn't know them very well. So Dan Snyder was really more about like, how did you allow these people to remain on set, even though they were charged? Here's the thing is they went to court with Drake's situation, Drake Bell. They went to court over this one gentleman who did all this shit to him. I mean, multiple counts. He was arrested. He was all this stuff. They gave him 16 months. Okay. And then after that, he ended up working for Disney. So there you go. Oh. And so what was interesting.
So he's like a Catholic priest.
Yeah. But they talked about during that trial, Drake's was like, when I showed up there, there was me, my mom and my brother. That was it. And they all gave their statements, but when he was there, his entire side was full of different executives, producers, different actors, and they named all the people that wrote letters. They showed the letters that these people wrote about. This guy's a great man. This is out of character, and he's like, bro, this dude raped me literally in every form you can imagine. And you guys are going to write letters about how good this guy is. And this is not the norm.
They're all in on it.
It's wild, man. It was sick. Cause we all watch those shows, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like growing up, Nickelodeon was a big part of our life. It was a wild documentary.
Did they talked about all that and like Kenan and Kel and all them?
Kenan and Kel, they didn't talk about, they mentioned them obviously, but it really wasn't about them. It was about Amanda Bynes mostly. Mm-hmm. She was a big part of it. Drake was a decent part of it. They were talking about some of the cast of all that. There's people that you would recognize for sure from the old shows, but really Amanda Bynes and how close she got with Dan Snyder and her career. And they kind of talked, they showed, Aaron Carter, kind of briefly showed him pictures of him, but they were kind of just saying these kids ended up, a lot of them were fucked up. And we know that, right? Yeah. The
suicide. Well, so was Dan Snyder the guy? Was he the diddler? Diddler Dan Snyder?
He didn't diddle. I thought Diddler Dan. Yeah, I thought based off the documentary, he was the one that was doing it. But he was getting massages from the women that worked with him. Like, you know, they were talking about how violent he was with people, abusive, workplace abuse, shit like that. And he brought these people, these pedophiles were working under him, you know? So there was nothing about him being a diddler per se, but there was lots about the people that he had around him. You know what I'm saying? But abuse with him. They were sued. So
I just looked up Dan Snyder. I had no idea this is what he looked like.
He's a big boy. Yeah.
He's a big chubby boy.
And he started acting at like 19 with Nickelodeon. He was on multiple shows and stuff, and he was writing these things for these shows. And he was, listen, let's be real. Like the shows that he was producing were hits, major fucking hit. iCarly, Harvey Danger, like all these things that even my kids now, you know, will watch and stuff. This dude produced that's why Nickelodeon was having a hard time letting him go. And in fact, they let him write and they removed him from sets and shit. They're like, you're not allowed to actually be on set, but we want you to write because he was so good. He came out afterwards with the interview on a podcast after this was aired. And he did the whole like, you know, there's lots of things I'd love to apologize for, you know, seeing that, you know, in hindsight, I did a lot wrong. And people are just like, fuck you, buddy. Like you were a terrible person, like a terrible person. But he was getting really close with Amanda Bynes.
A
couple days ago.
Recently?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I just saw this article that came out today. It says former Nickelodeon star producer Dan Schneider responds to quiet on set accusations.
Yeah.
And he says, every one of those jokes was written for a kid audience because kids thought they were funny and only funny, he said. But now we have some adults looking back at them 20 years later through their lens and looking at them, and they're saying, I don't think that's inappropriate for a kid's show.
There was some cast.
I don't think that's inappropriate.
I don't think that's appropriate or inappropriate.
He said inappropriate.
Well, listen, I'll tell you this. Some of those shows, especially All That, like those old ones, I didn't watch Drake and Bell or any of that, but All That I definitely watched when I was younger. I will say this. When, at the time, and I think most kids don't understand what some of this means, right? When you're watching it, like kids don't grasp what a fucking cum shot is. You know what I'm saying? But when you do watch it as an adult, some of those things, that, like there was one scene they talked about where I believe it was Amanda Bynes. I could be wrong. She got squirted in the face. Like this chick was trying to open up this jelly stuff and they squirted her in the face. There's a close up shot and she got this like creamy stuff that just squirted all over her face. And they were saying on the set, the boys were like, oh man, that's a cum shot. She just got like a cum shot. And the girls are like, we were like 13. We didn't even know what that meant. You know, the other teenage boys. But when you do watch it, you're like, yeah, it's not a good look. And they showed Ariana Grande. She was mentioned multiple times. There was a scene where she was like, they gave her a potato and she was trying to milk a potato. And she was like, she was grabbing the potato and she's like, oh, come on, just please. And she's like, oh, you know, and then she lays
and milk came out of the potato.
No, she was just stroking.
She was unsuccessful.
And then she lays on the bed. She was on a bed. She lays on the bed and she's like, oh, I'm so thirsty. She's like dumping water on her neck. And it was just like, as I was watching it, me and my wife were just like, God damn, that's like really.
Yeah,
sexualized, and I didn't realize that, but it you guys would feel uncomfortable with it. Let me put it that way, for sure. Mm. So he was doing these things. He had a foot fetish, and so if you notice a lot of the
you'll see
a lot of like the kids' feet. They do so basically close-up shots on the feet.
In the way he was writing, he was including scenes and stuff that got him excited.
That's what they were saying.
Yeah,
there's a lot of kink in there, a lot of stuff, and it was a very like. Eye-opening, because Nickelodeon was a big part of all of our lives. It really was. I mean, I don't know, I'm not speaking for everybody, but Nickelodeon was the fucking thing. Disney was not doing, at the time, they were making great movies and stuff, but they weren't doing the shows like Nickelodeon. And that kind of came and adjusted. So,
Dan Schneider was dubbed the Willy Wonka of television.
Mm-hmm.
But he is also described as a psychological tormentor. So a lot of this stuff, it sounds like, was it psychological? Like,
yeah, he threatened them. He offered people, different shows if they did certain things. He was saying that he would fire them. And these are kids, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of these kids, they were talking. They're like, listen, I was 13. This was my dream job, getting this thing, right? And when he came in the room, like, we were trying to please him because we knew that he was our ticket to getting our own show or getting on another show.
Yeah.
And so they didn't want to say anything. You know what I'm saying? But it was just, we all know how bad the kids are in Hollywood. We know this. And a lot of these kids and the parents, their parents were speaking as well. We're just like, you know, hindsight, I would have never let my kid do this. I would have never let my kid do this.
Apparently he'd be inappropriate with young females, right? Yeah. Whatever. And then he would leave pornography on his computer screen and telling a writer under the guise of a joke that he'd put one of her sketches on the show. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I'm just return for a massage. So like, I guess there were writers where he was just like, I'll put your skit on there, but just give me a massage.
Yes. And I want to be clear. That was with adults. Okay. Like some of the stuff that he did was with the adult writers. It wasn't the kids, but he would have this thing. One of the things that he did was, he would eat a message, instant message or whatever it was back in the day, but the writers and stuff, he would have this game where he would message them a word and they would all have to yell it out loud. And if you didn't, you'd get in trouble. And like, everybody's like, it started off innocent, like, you know, cookies, you know, and everybody have to yell cookies. And then it turned into like, I'm an idiot. And everybody had to yell that they were an idiot. And then he had one that said slut. And so everybody'd have to yell that they were sluts. And like, if one of the girls didn't respond and he would write back, like, you better yell slut, you know, or X, Y, and Z. We're not. And so it's just this like power trip, you know what I mean? It was a real power trip. And a lot.
I was actually just thinking about that. Like, you know, when you have like classroom teachers, maybe substitutes or something, they'd make you take off your hat.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, no, you're not wearing your hat in this classroom. Take it off. It's like, that's nothing but just a power move, because it's like literally like what difference does it make? I'm still going to learn with the hat on. Yeah. It's just you're offended by me wearing a hat.
They won't they won't let Van wear a hat at school.
Yeah, I mean, listen,
it's like fucking stupid. Ridiculous.
Though. I don't care about that. Like I to me, I don't really care about that kind of stuff, because I feel like it's like the military. It's like you go into like karate or something, right? Like
it's not the military, bro. It's
I understand, but what I'm saying is I don't mind like a hat. Like what they're doing is they're setting bounds of like discipline, not discipline per se, but these are the rules of the class and you need to follow those rules. You know what I'm saying? And like I don't care about that. I don't. But like yelling slut to me is very different than wearing a hat. It just is. Like you having to yell that you're an idiot.
They're the exact same to me. Like if you want me to yell slut and you tell me to take off my hat, I'm like, bro, you're a fucking prick.
Yeah. No, I get you. I just listen. I'm just saying, like, it was.
You're not getting an apple, teacher.
Yeah. It was vindicating of a lot of the things that people think were happening. They brought up the Me Too movement, obviously, in that. But I thought it was very interesting and sad. It was really sad because you could really see. It was pretty wild, man. It was pretty wild because, like, Drake's dad. I'm not going to say too much. It's a documentary, so it's not like I'm whatever. But Drake's dad knew that something was up. He felt weird about this particular person that was arrested. The one that did the damage, he felt very weird about it. And things happened. You can watch it to find out. But certain things happened. He was removed from the situation. The father was. And he told the person that was controlling Drake at the time that took over, I don't care how you do it. As long as my son's happy, I don't care how you do it. But that man, I do not want him left alone with that guy. He should never be left alone with that guy. And let's just say that it didn't end up that way. And his dad didn't find out till years later, because Drake just came out and finally was talking about it. Because in the court papers, it doesn't say who it is. It just says it was a cast member of Nickelodeon. And this guy did all these things. But Drake in this documentary was like, this is the first time I'm speaking about it in public. And so people realize now who it was, and which would make sense. He's gone through a lot of shit, and he's had abuse claims where people were being, they actually talk about it. He was talking to underage girls on the internet. Drake was recently. And so he got in trouble.
So who is Drake again? Like, what is he
Drake
do?
Bill. He was on the show and he was Drake Bill.
That's right.
He was in a band.
Not the singer Drake.
No, okay. Not Drake. Okay. Not old Floppy Dicks. Not him.
Floppy Dicks.
Remember that? The hell fucking the snake dick. You know what I'm saying?
The Whopper.
They call him Drake, Dragon Drake, dude. You know what I mean?
Well, you guys were talking about Black Dick earlier. Yeah, so I was like, is this the same Drake here?
Yeah,
what are we talking about?
This dude here. But yeah, I mean, the guy went through a lot of shit, man. And it explains, it's not, I don't think it makes it right what he did. He was talking to minors. He's like, I admit, I did it. I got in trouble. I did what I had to do for it. And he was apparently abusive to an ex-girlfriend. And it's not, you know, it's not like, oh, it's fine because he went through this, but it explains why he may be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like completely fucked up. And we saw what happened to Aaron Carter. We saw what happened to Amanda Bynes. It was the saddest part. And me and my wife both said this. We're like, she was so pretty. She was so like, vibrant, you know, she was very funny, you know, and she had all these things going for her. And if you watch her now, it's like, she's gone. It's not even the same human being.
No,
it's really
same thing with Britney Spears, dude.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Britney Spears was talked about in it too. But it's all these people are just they're different. They're not even the same human being anymore. And
I wonder what Christina Aguilera is going through, because she was part of this whole thing. I mean, Justin Timberlake,
the Mickey Mouse Club, and all that stuff.
Yeah, but like, I mean, Christina Aguilera is like finally coming back in the scene. I've seen her on like a TV show or some shit. It's like a judge, you know, a singing judge.
Yeah,
but it's like, she just was so big and then she went away and then, you know, I don't know. Well, like, is she fucking weird?
Well, they did talk about favorites. So not everyone got the same treatment. A lot of the cast, they got mistreated, but they weren't being abused sexually per se. But there's this one gal, I can't remember her name. She was on All That. She was the original first three seasons. The girl that Dan Schneider just loved, right? She was, you know, Dan Schneider, that was her little... his favorite girl. And then she was replaced by Amanda Bynes and he basically kicked that girl to the curb. It's very like groomy weird. And so that was what they were saying, was that when Amanda Bynes came in the picture, she was so successful and he treated her like a weird, it was almost like a daughter. And it was also creepy. Like this little, like you could almost feel that he was like attracted. It was weird. It's fucking weird. But like they find their favorites and then they kind of handle their favorites in every aspect. Same with Drake. The dude kind of took over his entire career and was like, I'll be your manager. You can come to my house and we'll study and we'll do your, you know, acting and we'll do the, And so not everyone got that treatment. So I don't know if Christina Aguilera ever got that. Maybe she didn't. Maybe she was just there and she saw stuff happening. Maybe Britney Spears was one that they were enamored with. Who knows? You know, but Britney Spears has it worse than that. Something went way off with her. You know what I'm saying? It's seemingly more than Timberlake and Christina Aguilera. And even Ariana Grande,
I think it was like
the shit.
I think it was the Kevin Federline situation. She might have been introduced to some weird stuff there. Because then right after they kind of broke up, she had her kids too. So, I mean, let's be honest. She could have had maybe some, you know,
postpartum
stuff. But, I mean, does that last forever?
Well, it's like some people are just mentally unstable, right? Like when you have that many people, like you're bound to have people that are already unstable. And she went through all this shit. Her life was weird from a very young age and it consistently was until all the shit happened. Right. So maybe she was
she shaved her head and then blammo.
It went weird. It went super weird.
She attacked the paparazzi with the umbrella. Yeah. It's just like,
but think
Jesus.
There was like Mandy Moore, right? And she still acts. She seems relatively normal. You know what I'm saying? Like there was a lot of people, even what's his face? The Notebook? What's that guy's name? Ryan Reynolds? Gosling.
Ryan Gosling
and stuff. He was involved. Like, there's tons of people that seem like they didn't have any issues, but there's a lot of people that seem like they had tons of issues. And they pick their favorites. If that's, you know, need I say more, but check it out.
Let's extrapolate this whole thing to the entire Hollywood scheme. You know what I mean? Because it's like, if they're doing that to young children, imagine them doing that to every actor. And it's like, yeah, okay, you're a big boy, you're a big girl, but it's like, are you? You know, like that fucks with people's heads. And then when you see how miserable these actors are, it's because like they reach a pinnacle and then they will they'll always have to compare themselves to that pinnacle, because if they're not at that pinnacle or above it, you know, it's like, how do you reach the next step as an actor or a goal? Like, you know, if you're not like Tom Hanks or one of these big actors, and then you're willing to do X, Y, or Z for whatever producer to get that next role. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
They were taught.
So it's like they give you a taste. Yeah. They give you a taste of success on purpose. Mm-hmm. So that way they can make you fall. And then they go, hey, you want that success again? You got to do this for me.
Yeah,
you
know? That's 100%. And that whole like Weinstein thing or whatever, where he was saying like, hey, if you want this role, you got to suck my dick. You know, there's a whole fucking fish dick. That's what it was. And to your point, Greg, the adults are no different than the kids, right? Like these adults especially have been in Hollywood for who knows how long trying to get into the you know, normal, like just getting roles every year.
Well, there was I wish I knew what his name was. There's a big actor, he's older now, and I just seen a clip of him where he did a podcast. And it was the same thing. He was talking about that shit. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm not in it anymore because I refuse to do the things they would tell me and ask me to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And the writers for the show, like all that.
And he was talking about basically like he would show up to a hotel room to go over lines and the guy's there in a robe and he'd say, do this, and he'd be like, no, I'm not doing
suck
that.
Me beautiful.
Yeah. And he'd be like, I'm not fucking doing that.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, okay, well, you're gone then.
Yeah. And I want to be clear. Everything is not always sexual. The two writers for all that, they had two females, right? And they brought these two females on and they're like, hey, we want to give you the job. And it was whatever. Then they find out that those females had to share a salary. So they had one salary that they had to split. And they're like,
I thought you were going to say they had to share a salad. And I'm like, too bad.
No. So they shared the salary and both of them were like, listen, this was our dream job. We were finally in, right? We were finally working on sets. And so we were okay with it, thinking that if everything goes well, you know, they'll be able to get. So one of the gals found out from the Screenwriters Guild or whatever, the Writers Guild, that that is illegal, right? Like you are not allowed to share salaries. You have to get a full salary. So she wrote an email saying that, well, we're sharing salaries and like, what do we need to do? Well, Dan Schneider, you know, called her on the phone and was like, are you trying to like sabotage our whole thing that we got going here? Cause I heard that you talked to the Writers Guild and basically said, if you talk to them, I will make sure that you never have a job anywhere on the set again, anywhere with Nickelodeon, anywhere with, you know, Disney, none of it. You're not going to have anything. And so that was the tactic. Yeah. And that's what you're saying is that these people felt like if they kind of went against the grain, they were done. Their whole career was over. Yeah. No one would hire them again. And a lot of them were never hired again.
Yeah.
You know,
it's the same with politics too. If you think about it, I mean, you got a story to sell. If you're on the bandwagon, then yes. Okay. But if you go against the grain, you vote against the bill that, you know, it's just the same thing. It's like the whole blackmail thing, it's whether gross. It be sexual, whether it just be favorites, whether it be money.
Yeah. It's gross. It's just a power trip, man. It's unbelievable. Like how it's and this is where I'll end it. The one thing they said about Dan Schneider was, and most of the people was like, when he first started, he was amazing. Like he had these awesome sets. People were having so much fun. Like the kids felt so comfortable. The whole crew was having fun. And as he became more popular, he won like the Kids' Choice Award. He won like an Lifetime Achievement Award. Like as these things were happening, he was like taking it a weird way. And let's be real. The guy is an overweight man who is around children, probably not.
I think he's lost weight now.
He has, but he's old. But I'm just saying he was always overweight. Okay, nothing against it, but he always was. Probably never had a lot of girlfriends.
Know who he actually kind of reminds me of in a weird way? The Subway guy.
Oh, Jared.
Right? Doesn't he kind of, like, they don't look similar, but for some reason, they just like.
It's the double chin.
It's like.
It's the double chin.
They kind of like the same person.
It's because they're both. No, I'm joking. They're not.
No, I bet you it's Jared mixed with Patton Oswalt and put those two together, Patton. And now you got freaking Nickelodeon guy.
Yeah, jeez, man.
But so this reminds me of a Black Mirror episode, and this will kind of like go into the next topic that I want to bring up.
Sure.
But you had this episode called USS Callister, and it was the first episode of like the last season that Black Mirror had done. And it's like really, really fucking good, where you had this brilliant kind of producer guy, and he's kind of quiet, reserved, keeps him to himself, but he's
So this is just the character in the show, not the actual producer?
Yeah.
This is the character in the show, right? Okay. So he's like the producer of this, studio thing. He's like a genius, like a Elon Musk type guy, right? He comes into the office. Everybody's like, oh, there's the boss. All this stuff. He goes into his room and he's doing all stuff. And everybody leaves and he stays there, or he goes to his house and he sits back and puts on his little like digitizer, like brain chip thing. And it
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Takes him into this universe where he has all of his people that he works with on the ship of the Star Trek Enterprise.
Is this an older one? Because I kind of remember this one.
They're all old by now. Well, I mean, this was December 2017.
Saying. Okay, yes, I've seen this one. Yeah.
And this Why would they end up on the
Star Trek?
That's just where he wanted them. That's where he had. Because
he's a nerd, dude. This guy's like super nerd, and he's like an inventor and like an engineer, but then like he's the boss. So he goes, what would I do in my fantasy? So this is like his fantasy. Oh, okay. Right?
They're not really them, but he has them in his
but
reality.
It's avatars or like the consciousness, the digital consciousness of the people that he works with. And then there's a twist to it, I think, where you find out like it's actually the people's consciousness at work and he's making them do things. And so like the people in his dream world hate him. But then when he comes out into reality, I don't think that they know. But then there's like this cross connection where they find out like you've been doing that to me in your fucking weird dream world. You know what I mean?
It's weird.
So it's like this bizarre thing where he wants control over the people that he works with. And he's like making them do like random things, like verbally abusing them. Like, hey, if you don't do this, like you're going to be fucking fired. And I'm going to. So it's just one of those weird power trip things, dude. Maybe people have this.
It's a weird thing, bro. Because, like, you know, with the whole AI thing, and like, and I know we're going to go to a different subject, but you know, you can't, you're not supposed to use the likeness of other people, like, right? Yeah. Especially for like public use, right? But like, there's really nothing stopping it. Like, at a point where we're wearing headsets, or people are wearing headsets in their basement, and they're living this alternative reality on, you know, AI, they could literally marry who they want to. They could be, you know, like, oh, I'm obsessed with Taylor Swift, and in their world,
they're virtually marrying Taylor Swift.
And it's like, yeah. Weird. How many people, like, and then maybe they have some like gauge. It's almost like likes and shares. Like, oh, Taylor Swift married to 50,000 people on fucking AI. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And who has the most likes?
It's married.
Yes, I have 1 million marriages on my fucking. You know, it's weird, right?
But that's the whole like digital consciousness and rights and the internet bill of rights. People are saying, well, is that going to extend to AI and consciousness and AI realms?
Well,
but this is what I wanted to talk about, is this freaking clip that I saved on X, because the Neuralink patient is now come out. They did Neuralink themselves. This little snippet came from a 8 minute or 9 minute long video that Neuralink posted.
Okay.
And it is this guy moving this cursor with his frickin' brain, and he's saying, it feels like I'm using the Force from frickin' Star Wars, bro.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it feel like that?
Yeah. Take a listen to this.
You have to make sure the volume's good, Chris.
I think it just became intuitive for me to start imagining the cursor moving. Basically, it was like using the Force on a cursor, and I could get it to move wherever I wanted, just stare somewhere in the screen, and it would move where I wanted it to, which was such a wild thing.
So that whole video, they kind of explain the procedure. I didn't want to play the whole thing because it's eight minutes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, they talk about like, oh yeah, here's this guy, you know, we've been doing this, we've been having exercise and all this stuff. So go watch the whole thing, because they talk about what the guy does. And
so after we had that conversation on the show where you were questioning, like, why have we not heard anything about this? Like, I went home that night, and it was kind of like something I was like, because I was kind of defending like, hey, you know, shit takes, you know, who knows? But I was thinking about, I was like, yeah, like, think of rehab. Like, that's what this dude's doing. Like, he has this implant, but he's not been trained on how to act.
How to use it.
So the ear thing, what is that called? The, where they have the ear implant, the cochlear. The
cochlea?
Cock implant. The cochlear.
Cochlear implant.
The cochlear, I think is what it is.
Oh. Yeah,
either way, what I'm saying is that is not as simple as just hooking it up and you're ready to go. There's a process that you actually have to get, like, they kind of plug it in, turn it down. You have to learn how it works. You have to fine tune it. And I feel like when I went home, I was like, that's probably what's taking so long. Is they're probably like, listen, I know you have the implant, but you don't know how to actually use it yet. And he said, like, it took, you know, it's like the Force. I had to like will myself to move this thing. And I think they were training him on it. It makes sense. Now he's like moving a fucking cursor.
Yeah. But how long does it take to train? Cause he was absent for like months, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But who knows how long this video was, right? Like, we don't know if this was a couple weeks ago, a week ago. We have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, it's a brand new thing. You're talking about patient zero, actually, right? So this is the first. And who knows? There might have been some hiccups. There might have been some training things, and they're trying to figure it out, because this is going to be the game plan for future ones. Like, what he's going through.
Oh, yeah. Everything he ends up accomplishing or comes close to accomplishing,
or how they train him to do it,
is going to dictate how things happen in the future.
Yep.
How long until we get to the upgrade level, you know, where you put, you know, the chip in and then you go, system on. And then you're just like super badass and you can do whatever the fuck you want.
If this thing goes well, if there's no like major life bugs that are going to happen, and they can figure out the process and how to like do it smoothly and efficiently, I don't know, 20 years before you can put something in your fucking brain and then you can just control everything in your life.
Maybe if even 20 years, man, I don't even think it would be 20. My concern is,
to be a way to, because once you have that, then everything has to follow, and you like everybody has to produce things that can link up to it. So it's going to take, that would take time.
When are they going to put this in like dead people and just like,
and reanimate people?
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't
they? Wouldn't need to do that. They have robots.
Yeah, but robots cost money.
They would no longer have to pay makeup artists and movies.
Can you imagine if you signed up for the military And they told you, like, hey, listen, you
have
service.
You just have fucking chipped.
you just put a chip in a fucking dead body. And I'm
in the military, you sign up for eternity instead of life. Like, you're, you know what I mean? Like, hey, after you die, if you're in the military, like, we still own, you know, your body and we can use you in war.
Yeah, but what happens if you get, like, an arm blown off?
They'll put a fake one on there or something. It's weird, though, right? Because there's no reason they couldn't put this in somebody. Think of Frankenstein, right? The whole electricity. You know, you're not fully thinking, but you can be functioned. You can be moved. That's weird.
That's kind of the concept behind Halo. Have you guys watched that yet?
I haven't watched it yet.
I never got into Halo.
I never liked Halo as a game, personally.
Dude, it's a great series, though.
I mean,
you guys should definitely watch it.
I'm sure. Dude, I'm going to watch it.
It's essentially like they raise these kids, you know, well, you find out that they don't really get the kids willingly.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, they raise them to be warriors, but then they kind of morph their bodies over time to make them resistant and more physically adept. But they can die. I will just say that. But it's like one of those things where you can definitely, like, when they're in their suit, they're almost just like completely cyborg, dude.
Yeah.
Mm. And like they have like the chips in the head, chips in the brain, all this stuff, or chips in the spine, you know, to make them freaking desensitized, have no emotion,
dude.
You know,
Banderson asked how easily can it be hacked. That would depend if it can be connected to the internet,
dude. Yeah, okay. I go ahead. I got a crazy.
Well, how's he playing that game if it's not connected to the internet? Does he have Wi-Fi brain? I don't know.
I don't know. Unless you're just connected to a computer. But then, like, you'd have to have like a cable running from your brain. So you'd have to be,
Hard plug.
Check this out. I got this crazy idea. Maybe this, seriously, I think this is wild. It makes sense, actually. So one of the pushes that we've seen over the past decade, right, was people want to work less.
Okay.
Remember that? I mean, we've been talking about it. People are like, we should be.
Well, Elon wants people to work less, too. He wants UBI.
Sure.
Universal Basic Income.
It's a little different. He's saying that, like, with technology and all that, all those things, like, we're going to maybe have to get to that point. But that's not what I'm talking about. People want to work less. They want more free time. They still want to be paid the same, right? What if we got to a point where these chips are so good that when we would normally go to bed and rest, our bodies actually go into a state where we go to work while we're resting?
Like, so we're asleep, but our body is doing our job.
We're going to go to bed. No, we're going to go to bed. Oh. But what bed means is you go to sleep consciously. Like, you're sleeping. You're getting your rest.
You're working working remotely.
You get turned on and you're actually at a factory working and you're fully sleeping, but you're working.
You're connected to
and
like
then when
an
you
Android.
Wake up, you're off work. You get the whole fucking day off because you already worked while you were sleeping.
That's what he's doing. Because he has that fucking robot thing, right? Mm-hmm.
Robot? The Tesla bot?
Yeah. So you get the brain chip. The brain chip is going to connect to your Tesla bot. Now your Tesla bot can do everything you're thinking about doing while not actually having to do it.
No, I'm talking about you actually, like, the chip is in you. There is no bots. Because that's going to be
But how would you work at the factory?
I'm saying they can, like, literally just make you get in your car. You're sleeping, but you, like, get your, you drive to work, you fucking work your shift. And you're fucking unconscious the whole time, but the fucking
that,
chip
I don't
is
know
running.
If that would work.
Why would it?
That well, is
what
a,
happens
that
if you
is
work
a TV show, dude?
They can drive a that's car a- with nobody. They can drive a car with no True. One. So they can drive you to your work. Yeah. You're unconscious. You're working all night long. You wake up back in your bed and you're like, thank you, Dave, for working 8 hours last night. You will get paid, da-da-da-da-da. And then
dude,
you get to enjoy
you're,
your
you're
fucking
describing
day.
A TV show that's on Amazon Prime right now.
What is it?
I don't remember what it's called, but, like, it has... God dang, Adam something, something, something. But
that's not a great.
I know. It sucked. But okay. This guy, like, basically he works for a company where he goes in. He has no idea what he does.
Yeah.
And part of the thing is, like, you sign up for this company, you go and you work and you don't remember coming out. Mm-hmm. So you go in at 8 a.m, you sign in, blah, blah, blah. As soon as you go down this elevator, your chip turns on. You go down and you perform the work, blah, 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 blah. You're a different person. You're a different personality. You have no idea what the other person's like what you're like up above. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I wonder if I have a family. I wonder if I have kids, you know, all this stuff. And then when you get back in the elevator and you go up, you wake up and you go, oh, oh. And then you have a greeter at the front door. And he's like, oh, see you tomorrow, Mr. Jenkins, you know, and you just go home.
Yeah. See, time flies when you're sleeping, bro.
It's a fucking great TV show. I'm going to try to remember what.
Think about that. When you go to sleep, you wake up, it feels like it's been 30 seconds and you've been asleep for 9 hours, right?
And you're still tired as fuck.
Well, sometimes. But to Daniels' point, he says,
well, no, because you'd be working. So you're physically
tired. He says that. He said you'd be physically tired. And maybe, but here's the thing. We're all going to be physically tired whether we do this or we work. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, if you're working, hear me out. If you're working an 8-hour shift, like I just got off work, right?
Yeah.
I'm tired. Like, it doesn't matter. The point is you have no memory of you working. And so you're actually, when you're awake and conscious in your own, you would be whole days free to go. You know what I'm saying? You might be tired, but you're like, man, I can do whatever I want all day long. All day long. I can go do the yard. I can do whatever I want. You know what I'm saying? And we don't know. We're tired because our brains work. Think about this. What is physically tired? Yes, our muscles hurt because we're lifting shit, you know, or whatever the situation. But most of it is mental tired. You're tired. It's been a long day. You're stressed. But if you're unconscious. And
that's a body tired too.
I'm saying it's both, but I'm saying if you're asleep and you're being controlled, like you may be sore, like muscles.
Who's controlling you?
I don't know.
The freaking, the Halo,
the master
dude.
Program, bro.
The whole thing.
But.
Like the company, let's say you get hired.
Man, they would have to be like.
I'm talking 100 years down the road, bro. 100 years down the road. This is something like not happening next decade.
Like imagine you're like, it's fucking like, I don't know, your anniversary night or it's fucking Valentine's Day or something. Yeah. And you and the wife or the girl got done going to town.
Yeah.
And you both just are passed out, fucking exhausted on the bed. You're both buck naked and sweaty.
Whoa.
Now the chip turns on. Mm-hmm. It's time to go to fucking work.
Mm-hmm. Then you go fuck your other wife.
You're buck naked.
Oh, wait a second.
The chip doesn't know to get you dressed, does it?
It might. Maybe. Who knows?
Whoever's controlling you, can they tap in and see through your eyes and watch what's going on?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just throwing out an idea here. My question to you both would be, if there was a point where they could tell you, Greg, you can go to work when you're sleeping, okay? We'll get you there. You'll work your shift. You know, your brain knows what to do. We're going to help you guide your brain to know what to do. And you'll wake up and be home and you'll have all day. Would that be something you would do?
No.
No. And the TV show is called Severance, by the way.
Severance.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, you guys should definitely watch it.
Actually, you said very good. You mentioned something about that.
So you wouldn't do it. I would be leery of it. But I'm saying, how many people would?
How many people end up becoming a terrorist in their sleep?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, what if you kill somebody? What if you commit a crime, dude?
Yeah, what if whoever's behind those fucking controls decides, fuck the world?
Fuck the world.
I mean, there's lots of things that can happen that says fuck the world, right? Any situation, even right now. Whereas they could shut down something and we'd be fucked, or they can.
Yeah, you know, but.
There'd have to be a law, right? Like, if you're in your computer state, it's not your responsibility anymore. If you were to get into, like, if the mechanics.
It's the company's responsibility.
The company would have
what
to.
What if you die?
That'd be wild.
Like, what if your body just disrupts and does something stupid and you're like, maybe. Fuck, that wasn't like me who did that.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know. You'd be asleep.
Forever.
Yeah, but like your family would know. They'd be like, what?
Then they would sue the company. I'm just saying, like, it's a weird thing, but I'm just saying.
I'd be more apt to do the I'm in control. My brain's in control of a robot rather than me waking up in the middle of the night. Not waking up, but getting up while I'm sleeping in the middle of the night.
Will always be.
And zombieing off to work.
I agree with you. I understand that in the two scenarios, that would be better. But my point is, it's just like electric cars. There's no way that every human is going to have a robot. There's not enough. Because there's just, why can't every person have an electric car? We don't have that. We don't have the materials to do it
for now. But it's like an iPhone, dude.
No, it's like, not the same.
iPhones
as an iPhone.
Were really kind of expensive, and like TVs,
dude. It's not. Really I'm talking about the batteries.
Well, hold
the
on a second.
Cobalt.
Hold on. Let me talk. TVs were really expensive when they first came out. You know, they were real big and bulky and clunky. They didn't really work well, kind of like the Tesla bot is now. And they'll get better, dude.
That's not what
get
I'm
more
saying.
Efficient and less of. Less inexpensive.
Greg, that's not what it is. So that you're talking about supply and demand and all that stuff. That's fine. But I'm saying like an electric car has the batteries. There's not enough resources to make those batteries for every single person. We've already
but
had
those
discussion.
Batteries aren't in robots, are they?
But we have to have some way to like energize a fucking robot. Like this isn't just like a Roomba. You know what I'm saying? Like this is a fucking literal, like this thing's going to have batteries and it's going to have a power source.
Well, when all this happens, we have probably already perfected atmospheric energy.
Oh, God.
Oh, Tesla's energy, dude.
Yeah.
So, Tesla coil. Put a Tesla coil.
So nobody will have to worry about that anymore.
Okay. It's all going to be nuclear.
No, not nuclear.
But that is a good question, though. Like, how are the Tesla bots charged? And how long do they last? You know?
And they're going to have a source, right? Because, like, something that's mm-hmm. that has that many moving parts, that is capable of lifting heavier things, like, that is not just a normal fucking plug it in for an hour and it's good for three. Like, this is like, it's going to be a heavily used thing. Like, they have to have pretty decent batteries. They will have to have good batteries.
Anything that does work needs power and then some sort of, like,
the only way I could see it being output. Absolutely functional to me was once that robot gets to a place where it is working. It was like, say you're like running a line, you know, manufacturing, you're plugged in as you're manufacturing. That way it's not losing juice. You know what I'm saying? You're actually connected and it's charging fully all the time. But, like, as far as it just walking around a city and doing shit, like, how long is that really going to last, man? A couple hours?
Well, they'd have to develop, like, a miniature nuclear reactor like Iron Man.
Oh, put it in his chest?
Yeah.
Oh, no, something he puts like it up his butt, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would he
plugs? It's like a butt plug. That's where the battery goes on these robots.
A butt plug? That's the fucking... Okay. Fair enough, dude.
Why not?
Hey, man. I'm just thinking. Think of like a
battery's got to go somewhere.
Think
might
of
as well
a large,
go up the frickin' thing's ass.
RC car, like an electric RC car, like a big one, like a fast one. Like, those things don't hold power that long. You know what I'm saying? Like, because of how fast the wheels are moving, they burn up power really quick.
Yeah.
Electric airplane RC car, like the big ones, right? Like, those things, you get 45 minutes, an hour. So I'm just saying, something that's moving and has that, like, that's a lot of shit moving at one time. Like, I just don't see how you could have a battery life more than an hour. I don't. Unless you packed it with batteries. But then you're like, how heavy is that motherfucker? You know what I mean?
I mean, they're building these things for a reason.
I mean, they're
not just building these things saying, hey, it's only going to last me 15 minutes. So I bet
they're
going to
be plugged in. They're going
to
be plugged in.
I bet you they have some sort of energy thing already kind of designed that will allow them to go a little bit longer than what we think.
You think?
Yeah.
I think when you watch those robots from Boston, whatever, Boston Dynamics or where the fuck does those robots, if you notice, they are all plugged into a wire. I don't think.
But are the Tesla bots? I don't think those are plugged in at all.
We saw a Tesla bot for, what, 30 seconds on a fucking stage? You know what I'm saying? Like, we haven't seen that in action, but I'm saying what you've actually watched on
They've shown videos.
I know
in action.
Okay.
Doing, like, stuff, especially now. Like, with
you
the,
watch an hour-long straight, fingers? An hour-long straight video of it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Like, we don't know.
That's my point, though. When you watch Boston Dynamics and they're doing the jumps and jumping over boxes and all this other shit, if you notice there's a hard wire plugged in, it's going through the ceiling. Like, there's a power cable. Those things are running off of something that's fully charged for the most part. Some of them are. And so, like, when you're seeing them actually do the things that they say they're going to do, what you're seeing is that there's a hard wire plugged into them, right? And this one is just on a stage, and that's great. It's showing it moving its fingers. It's doing its stuff. But we're not seeing it for 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, how long does that actually last?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they've done that. We just haven't looked it up. So it's like, I've seen these robots actually work, lifting up things, moving parts, doing things like on the line, like they're working. I just don't know how long they're good for working. You know what I mean?
But I'm sure
the answer's out there. You just have to Google search it, dude, or
what's it called? The Tesla? What?
Tesla bot.
Tesla bot.
I mean, it will take a battery.
What's that?
Yeah,
it's called Optimus.
Optimus?
Optimus Prime.
How long? It's called Optimus, really?
Yeah. So its battery pack is a 2.3 kilowatt, 52 volt nominal integrated electronic thing.
Oh, okay. How long does that last?
I have no idea.
I'm sure the length of time that it lasts depends on the work that it does. Like,
to some,
this article I'm looking at is from 21. So
it says Optimus has a 2.3 kilowatt hour battery pack situated in the chest portion of its torso, which has enough energy to amount to about a full day of work. This operates alongside 28 total structural actuators, which allow the robot to move. So they're saying that they can get a full day of work out of this thing.
Okay.
But I think to Greg's point, and if that's the case, great. But to Greg's point, depending on what they're doing, I'm sure it's gonna vary, right? If they're doing heavy lifting, heavy moving, like, that's gonna go down. Just like a Tesla car, right?
Yeah.
If you're just cruising, you can get 150 to 300 miles, right? But if you're fucking cranking it, good luck getting 100, you know? So mm-hmm. it's going to be the same.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool.
What do you think the actual goal is for these Tesla bot things? Is he just doing it just to build robots? Just
to replace humans?
Just to be the first? Or is there
no, some kind of... No, he said it. He said it to replace humans for menial tasks and to have them in your homes eventually, too. Mm. For like
little butlers like, and stuff?
Yeah, like carry your laundry upstairs or do whatever.
If you, had a Tesla bot as your butler, what would you name him?
Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Belvedere.
Duh. I like that. You know what? If you would have went back like, what, we're 38-ish, right? Like all that. Yeah. If you would have went back when we were 12. Right, you're watching back the Jetsons, 12. Bro. Yeah. You're watching fucking Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. What was the maid's name?
All kids were like, how cool like would
Dot
it be?
Or Dorothy?
Would it be to have a robot? Everybody wanted a robot.
Oh, yeah.
We all thought it was sick as fuck that these guys had robots. We thought the Jetsons, how cool is that
And now
shit?
We're older.
And now that we're older and we're like leery on the government, we're like, fuck these robots. But we wanted robots. We've always wanted them. That's talked about in Modern Magazine for fucking 70 years. We've all thought, how cool would it be if we had a robot that cooked us dinner? How cool would it be if they took our groceries in and we had personal, like, and now that it's like on the doorstep, we're like, ah, fuck this. Nope. You know, it's weird.
That's because we had all the TV shows and stuff point out the things that can absolutely go wrong.
Yeah.
Especially.
So Banielson brings up a good point, too. He's like, just remember, robots don't need breaks. So, like, when you're saying, does it work half a day? I mean, that's straight, dude. Straight. And depending on the work. You know, you don't need to worry about workers' rights. You don't need to worry about freaking breaks and all
until they become sentient, like iRobot.
Yeah.
That would be scary. Like,
what about my break? My feelings.
It's weird, man. We've talked about this before with other things other than robots. We talked about it with the chip. We've talked about all these things. Like, all these things, if you take away our modern, like, ideas of how we feel about things, like, what's recently transpired and what we've kind of come to realize, this is all shit that at one point a lot of us wanted, right? You know, we wanted flying cars. But here's the thing. Like, I look at, like, when we talk about flying cars, why have we not had flying cars? It was in Modern Magazine that would someday...
Well, Trump's going to bring us flying cars.
Well, my point is when those come, when flying cars, whenever that is, that they are on the market and they're, like, coming out, people are going to be like, no way. I don't want it. I don't want to do it. But you've always wanted it. We've always thought it was so cool.
I'd do a flying car for fucking sure.
For sure?
For fucking sure.
Okay, man.
Like, why the fuck would you not?
Because I just think that people are going to, it's the same thing. I think people are going to go, well, I mean, who's controlling that car? Like, what
I'm controlling.
I know, but what if it's, you know, what if it's.
Well, like, where are you going to fly it?
Yeah, like, wherever the fuck I want.
I don't think that's how it's going to work. I don't think that's how it's going to work.
How can I fly, baby?
Chris is impeding in
as long as you're low elevation.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have to see. That's the thing is that,
but there's got to be a like, what's your definition of low?
Well, we talked about this. It's the fifth element model. Like, there's different levels and different altitudes depending on what kind of vehicle.
There's a model. Like, they have if we're going to base it off a movie.
Yeah. Why not? Okay. That's what everything else is based off of. Yeah. Like,
how restricted is it going to
like
be?
Low elevation driving would be normal. Everyday traffic people, you go one up, that's like city transit stuff,
but
you go another one up, it's like interstate like stuff.
There has to be a way though. Those were in like major...
I know you'll name it, Chris.
What?
Lilu. That was Mila Jovovich's name in the fifth element.
Lilu. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah,
that's the Lilu model.
God, I remember there I was so the attracted to her when she was in that. Yeah. I was like, oh my. When I was a kid, I was like, what the fuck? This is unbelievable. These straps.
Yeah.
They were promoting bondage back in the
Mila
day.
Mila Jovovich in the back in the day was.
And she's not.
Especially with the huge series she was part of?
Resident Evil?
Resident Evil, yeah.
Yeah. I lost it at that point. I wasn't a big fan of that era. But that first one, I would say I was young enough and I was like, this outfit is insane.
Yeah, the orange hair.
As a kid, I was like, "What? What's happening?"
It's basically just tape, right?
Yeah,
tape over her nipples.
Yeah,
tape,
but
gave me a hard tip. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just saying, we were young enough that I was like, "Damn, like this is making me tingle." You know what I mean? I don't know
what this feeling is.
I thought, how cool is it when I'm older? The girls are gonna wear this. You know what I mean? Like,
hell yeah! You're like, fuck yeah! My wife's gonna look like this.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Yeah, man.
Dude, so like before we get out of here, did you guys see that they're remaking The Crow?
Yes,
the movie The Crow.
Yes, sir.
Oh no, I didn't.
Yeah, I was like, it's about damn time because I mean that's been dead ever since you know, Brandon Lee died.
Well, they had the Crow too, if I'm not mistaken, which didn't have Brandon Lee, obviously. But
oh yeah, that's true.
I don't really listen. I'm not.
I never really. I remember watching a part of it, but also, but I'm like, what? Why redo the Crow?
I don't know why they would. If you want my honest opinion,
I think it looks it's pretty badass, dude. I don't know.
I'm just sick of fucking remakes, man. I gotta be honest with you. I'm sick of like they. There's no new shit. There's no new ideas. Like the Crow's great. I get it. And like it's cool to have a modern version, but like it's there. Like you can go watch it. And the original is fucking. It's cool for what it is, man. You know. I just don't. And they say this curse, like the Crow is like a curse kind of.
That's what I wanted to see. It's like, do you think this, because it's a Skarsgård brother. Bill Skarsgård. I don't know who that is, but
yeah,
I'm like,
well, Bill Skarsgård is the guy that played It.
Oh, yeah. He does kind of look like It.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I will watch it at some point. I'm not like crazy excited about it, you know, because I like the original and I'm like, do we really need to do it? You know, like there's, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's just like, there's tons of other, like, I'm not talking about like Marvel because everybody, like, Marvel's getting beat to, you know, if you go back and look at comic books, like stuff like The Crow, you know, there were so many like cool ass comics that were mainstream comics. Oh, that is, yeah.
And he has the Illuminati eye tattooed on his chest as well.
That's him as The Crow.
Yeah.
Listen, it might be stupid, dude.
No, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be stupid.
Bill Skarsgård is a great actor.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I think it's going to be cool. I just don't know why we keep doing it. That's all I'm saying. It's probably going to be great, but I don't know why we keep going over the same fucking movies, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, pretty soon we're going to have a Rollerball fucking remake. You know, like, why do we need it? Why the fuck do we need it? We don't need it. Just leave it
alone. That's true.
You know what they should do? A couple Adam Sandler movie remakes, you know, like Billy Madison 2. Oh boy.
No, it'd be ultimate flops if you redid those.
I know. That's what would make it funny.
I just like, are we that bad at writing that we just can't come up with new cool ass shit?
I think they're completely out of fucking ideas. And I think that's why the like Hulu and Prime and Netflix originals do so well because they're original stories.
I agree with you. I agree with Netflix, all of them. They do original shit and it's like, okay, refreshing.
Yeah, everything coming out of Hollywood has been a remake for the last fucking 10 years.
Or a second, third, fourth, right? Like Pixar is just doing, oh, we're doing Inside Out 2. We're doing Toy Story 7. We're doing, like, it's like, bro, come up with some new shit.
Well, even those stories are just like, they're tweaked and rewritten and told in a different way, but it's the same premise.
It's same characters, same fucking idea, man. It's like how all the cars are basically the same thing with different fucking scenarios. You know what I mean? And it's like, kids would like it, but like I'm sick of it.
And some of the best shit, especially like trilogies that they do and stuff, are all based on books that are already done. There's so many fucking books out there. Just do more movies based on books. Mm-hmm. Why? You don't even have to come up with anything original. There's so many good fucking books that people would appreciate seeing
in
a movie form. Just fucking
do that.
Just fucking do that and you'll make fucking money.
Where's the fucking, what's that one movie? Well, first of all, where's the God of War movie? Like, why do we not have that?
Where's Zelda?
Zelda. Fucking, what's that one? The you know what I'm talking about?
BioShock.
BioShock. Where's BioShock? You know what I'm saying? There was you guys may not remember this, but there was a comic book with one of my favorites called Max, M-A-X-X with a and they had a TV series on late night MTV back for a couple seasons. And that was one of my favorite, like, they can make that shit so fucking dope now with the technology. And
they're coming out with Fallout. I'm really excited. Fallout,
that's true. It's a series though, right? The Fallout.
Paramount or Prime or one of those.
But it's refreshing. It's new. People will watch it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm excited, dude. That's like one of my favorite games right now.
Yeah. That's good, man. That's a good one. All right.
Well, good show, guys.
Good show. Good show.
All right. If you guys aren't on Patreon, get on Patreon right now.
Yeah.
Because we got Colin Show this Friday coming.
Sure, dude.
There you go.
Absolutely. All right, dude. All right, cheers to you guys.
Glad to have you back, David.
Yes, man. Glad to be here. Good conversations. Love you guys.
Later, guys.
Sp-
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.